Welcome back to the Serial Cast.
Kellogg's, thanks for the sponsor.
Yep.
Whoever does that.
we're gonna take a quick break to talk about My Hero Academia here in episode 50, the big 5-0.
Wow.
The students return home and deal with their families. All Might and Eraserhead go to the students' parents and ask their permission for the students to live in the new UA dorms. There's not a whole lot of plot this episode.
Yeah, I mean, so this episode's kind of the big wrap-up, although I feel like, gosh, there's not a lot of wrapping up in terms of, I mean, we get a couple of scenes. Oh, yeah, it turns out Kamino Ward was destroyed. Oh, now everybody's all, like, mad at the heroes. Oh, we've lost our symbol of peace. But I think we got, like, a text message about Best Genus. Yep. Like, yep, he's okay. He won't be a hero for a while.
Yeah, I think it's during the, like, little commercial interstitial where people's, like, faces and profiles pop up where they're like, by the way, this happened to Best Genus and other Pussycat girl. Bye.
Yeah, that feels like there was room for a scene about that. Like, a scene in the hospital, like, cut out a couple of these, like...
Kind of at least Best Genus, because I feel like we've seen him a lot. Like, he, like, of the pro heroes outside of our circuit of All Might and Endeavor, and, like, people that have, like, a vested interest in specific people, Best Genus, I feel like, is the guy we may have seen the most, other than maybe, like, Mount Lady.
Yeah. Oh, that him and Kamui.
Yeah.
Oh, the Kamui dude.
Yeah.
Kamui Woods.
Yeah, Kamui Woods. Yeah. We don't get too much about them. I guess we get enough to just know that they're okay. What they're more focused on is the fact that, yep, they're going to move everyone into dorms. It's going to be dorm rooms, college style.
Finally, I get to understand, I think, the last reference in that Jellopocalypse video that introduced me to My Hero.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was called out.
Yeah. Man, I won't talk about the next episode yet, but the next episode is like a fan favorite. So, but yeah, in this episode does have a couple of very important things. One of them being we get to meet Bakugo's mommy and his dad, but yeah, he's whatever.
Surprising no one, she's sort of just abusive. But she's hot, so it's okay.
She's definitely a little bit abusive, but in that kind of Japanese acceptable way, like, oh, she hits him on the head, but apparently maybe... And she's kind of pushy, but I don't know. I get really uncomfortable with that sort of thing.
Just seems scared.
Yeah, yep. I look from the outside, and I'm like, apparently a lot of, maybe rougher Japanese families are like this, but socially people just kind of stand on the outside and go, well, we're not going to get involved. And I'm just kind of like...
I feel like All Might more or less says that, where he's like, what's with the darkness in this family?
Yeah, but as you'll see, they still kind of sit on the outside, and it's like, don't know how I feel about this. Because afterwards, she's like, you know, she speaks very highly of her son. She's, you know, very grateful to them. They trust them to take care of her son, who she outwardly says, you know, good things about after constantly hitting him. And it's like, I'm getting
backhanded compliments. Like, yeah, he was born with this awesome quirk. Too bad he's kind of a fuck up.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things where I feel like it's something that people will use to... perhaps justify abusive relationships, specifically parental, in that it is she hits him, berates him, and then like basically gives the "but I love him" kind of like end of the sentence. And it's like, I don't know if that people's problems with Bakugo might stem from perhaps a strange environment in the home.
I'm gonna throw it out there. Maybe a lack of a strong male parental figure, considering his dad seems to be kind of a pushover.
The way I view it is that Bakugo from birth, basically every day at home, gets to see that in every regard there is a clear winner and a clear loser, and that is how he has shaped his worldview. And that is why he acts the way he does, and why it drives him insane, literally, seeing him start to become the loser when he is used to being the winner.
I can't be my dad. I can't be my dad, y'all. Yes. I will not become my dad.
Weirdly enough, it's his daddy issues that are actually spurning his hatred for Deku, I think.
And probably also leading him to see All Might as a surrogate father figure.
Yeah. Oh, man.
See, there's plenty of stuff you can read into this.
Also, it's kind of interesting because it's Masaru and Mitsuki. That's the father and the mother's name, respectively. And I thought about it for a second. I'm like, wait, that means his last name was Bakugo. If you don't know this, Bakugo is basically explosion. It's a pun on explosions.
Yeah.
Okay. On bombs. Baku. I'm kind of wondering if he took her name. Because it's like, this guy is a wet fart of a human being. Meanwhile, you have Mitski over there who's just a total firecracker. And it's like,
okay. Now you see, when he was in his 20s, it was always a great icebreaker because he's like, yeah, I have that name because it's ironic.
Oh, what if he's got the one with the explosive powers?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, he learned how to make explosions from the mailman.
Wow. Oh.
There is clearly none of this gentleman's genetic material involved in the creation of this
also
small boy.
Worth noting, this is the first episode, I think, of this season's run that the dub wasn't out day and date with the sub.
Oh, yeah. We had to watch this one subbed, which made me really sad because I was super duper looking forward to the scene with All Might and Deku's mom.
Yeah.
Also, I want to know what Mitsuki sounds like.
We also get to see Earphone Jack girl, yeah. her parents, which I think is great, just because the dad is like Mr. Stern, like, I don't know, this seems like haven't you guys been putting these kids through enough? You haven't really been holding up your end of the bargain. And she just kind of pops her head in, Dad, shut up, you already agreed. You don't have to act like this.
I love
she's
that.
Wearing her sick deep dope shirt, which I want.
Yeah, deep dope, pointing down, and I'm like, okay, you know what?
I feel
what?
Like there's an innuendo there somewhere.
I feel like that is the mangaka just like, yeah, no, this shirt's cool.
this seems like a punk rock thing to say on your shirt.
Deep dope.
And then I think after that is when we go to, because we have Earphone Jack, then I think Bakugo, and then Deku.
We had a scene with Icy Hot, and
Endeavor's
freaking out because he's the de facto number one hero, but he's all, not like this.
Yeah, this is not like supposed this. To go.
Yeah, his hate boner for All Might just got deflated in the worst way, and it is sad to watch.
Spend my whole life trying to beat All Might, and then All Might retires on top. What the fuck am I supposed to do about that?
It's also interesting because Endeavor is a terrible human being.
Yeah.
But to see him suffering over something like this is very interesting. It's because you kind of feel for him. You know he's a shitty guy, but it's like, this was your life. This is the thing you worked on, and now it's crumbling in front of you. And that's one of the things I like about My Hero, is that it gives you these characters that are obviously flawed and kind of terrible, but you get it. You get their interests, their wants, their needs, and the horrible things they have done don't suddenly supersede their personality and the impact they have on the world. So
it's almost like flawed characters are interesting.
Yeah, right? And that their flaws shouldn't automatically cut them off from being sympathetic.
Yeah. Weird how that works.
We also had a quick little scene where Bakugo straight up asks All Might, like, so you going to tell me what's going on with you and Deku? No? All right.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Which I really like, because I feel like old Bakugo would have like screamed and been like, I know there's something you're hiding from me. Yeah. But like, I feel like you can see he is starting to realize, like, yelling about shit doesn't get me anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I get it. You won't tell me, but I'll figure it out. Just walks away.
And he actually says thank you when he walks away, which was like, wow, okay. Yeah, lots going through Katsuki Bakugo's mind right now, and that's really interesting to watch, because he's been through a lot. The kid's been through a lot.
Yeah. But, yeah, then we get the big scene with All Might and Deku's mom at the end, which...
Yup.
I don't know, this was a weird scene.
I love this scene. I love this scene to death. This is one of my favorite scenes in the manga, actually.
I feel like Deku's mom, like her, she's... Her switch flips, like, I feel like...
Yeah.
Like, I get that it's, like, a big moment to have All Might, the hero of the world, like, basically kneeling in your kitchen being like, please, I need your son to be my successor. Like, this is a big deal. This is why I need him to come with me. Like, honestly, I feel like the biggest moment of that scene for me was when Midoriya comes out with the note from the kid and going, he's like, I'm already a hero. I can go anywhere. Like, I'd love to be at UA, and UA means a lot to me, and I've met a lot of friends and all that stuff, but as far as I'm concerned, I've made it. So, like, I was like, that's a big growth thing, which then basically pushes All Might to be like, and this is why I need him, because he acts like this.
Yeah. I will say this. It is its own chapter in the manga. Like, the part where she says, I'm saying no to this, is they cut off, and then the rest of that scene is a whole chapter. So it does kind of feel like it's a big scene, and it's kind of, I don't want to say it's rushed here, But it is a pretty, it's supposed to be this big moment of like, yeah, I'm not going to let my son go back to your school where he continues to break his arms, get his life put in danger, his classmates get kidnapped. Like, why would I send him back? I can't do it. Even if he's, even if he wants to make that decision himself, I can't handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I as a parent can't take this.
Yeah, and it's one of those tough things where, from a character point of view, like, yeah, of course, she is perfectly reasonable at all times. But from a storytelling point of view, from an audience point of view, there's no tension because at no point do I think, oh no, he might not be able to go back.
Yeah.
Of course he is. That's the story that we're telling. So it's kind of like, all right, well, give lip service to this thing.
I think what's a fair possible, like bad end for this scene is him going without his mom's like blessing, like her being upset that he is leaving and him just being like, look, this is what I have to do. I'm sorry if it makes you mad, mom. Like, but we, but I got to do this. This is where my life is taking me.
Yeah. And the scene isn't, the scene is not supposed to be, oh, will he actually go back to UA? It's supposed to show one, Deku's character growth and where he is, you know, as a hero and as a person. Two, to give you an insight into her and her feelings on this, which are important. And three, to kind of like that great scene where All Might gets down on all, like, you know, gets down to that, oh, there's a name for that position and I forget what it is, and, you know, beefs up for a moment, like, I, this is incredibly hard for me to do, but I want, he's trying to tell her the severity of the situation, and it's just really moving. So even if it's not a question of will he or won't he go back, just the way the scene plays out is so good to me.
I do think it's important because we haven't gotten to see a lot of Midoriya's mom being very, like, you know, my son is literally tearing himself apart every time he does something. Like, every fight he has been in, every scrap he has gotten involved in, he has received more injuries from using his own power than he has from the actual fighting. Which, honestly, I was hoping, and maybe this is just implied in the way he said it, but I was hoping the resolution of the scene would be All Might telling Deku's mom about All For, or One For All, and being like, here's how his power works, here's why it's breaking him, he has to go through this phase in order to become like me. Like, this is just part of the process, and, like, it's something that's going to happen, and if I am there to teach him how to do it, it will go more smoothly. Like, that, I figured that would be, like, the inroad, and the, like, the status change here would be now another person knows about the power.
And see, that I would have found interesting, too, because then that brings the, you know, when Deku says, hey, it's my fault, you know, the teachers tell me and I don't listen, and she quite rightly says, well, yeah, but it's
their job.
They're doing a bad job of impressing this on you, then.
Which, yeah, that's it. That, man, what a smartly written scene where she just flips it right back around, and yeah, that is a failure of the teachers. And it is so good to see, not only does this series show that, hey, so kids are responsible for themselves, but it's the teacher's responsibility if you don't, like, there are lost causes. Deku's not a lost cause. Deku's is somebody who needs to be worked with because he's way too into being the hero. He keeps putting himself in bad situations, and yeah, they turn out good, but he's too rash. Yeah. And so,
But going back, like, if... Like, how much more of a betrayal would it have been to realize, wait, you're the one who gave him this dangerous power without telling me?
Yeah.
That's not okay. That would have been an interesting character conflict.
Yeah.
I would very much like to get a scene like that. That wasn't this scene, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if that's something that's coming or, like I said, if that was the implication with the way he phrased it, if that's supposed to pass on the idea that, like, no, I gave him his power. The only reason he has power is because of me. But yeah, like it's one of those things where it's like, I don't think it's a bad scene. It just felt oddly paced, and I do love what we get to see. Like I really like you've seen screen caps of it all over the internet, but the flashback with him and his mom playing like pretend is the most adorable thing.
Oh,
and it's like,
God, yeah.
And it's like such a heart wrenching, like her being like, I get that this is what he wants to do, but I don't have the nerves of steel it takes to send my son to a place where he keeps getting battered and broken every day. Like, yeah, no, I get it. That's a tough thing to put on a parent, especially when you have a kid who, it turns out, as far as you know, his birth power is this thing that ruins his body every time he uses it. Like, it's a rough place to be, so I get that it's a discussion that needed to happen. It just felt it felt like either she was won over too quickly or there was just not enough to it. Like, I don't know what it was, but something about it felt off. And perhaps in the manga was, you know, it felt more natural or paced better. But something about the scene in the anime just stuck out to me as, like, it just kind of ends. And I'm like, oh, well all right.
I will say, and this has been my problem with the My Hero Academia anime, because while it has been an exceptionally good adaptation of the manga, and there's just no argument that it has succeeded where a lot of other adaptations, frankly, fail, one of its problems is kind of communicating, like, the severity of some scenes. Because in the manga, I watched this, and this, like, floored me, because the way that it's presented, like, they take their time in the scene of this woman who's broken. And here, it just kind of plays without a lot of that tension.
It's like stuff doesn't have time to breathe.
Yeah, there's no breath. There's not a moment to take in the severity of her feelings and the severity of both Deku and All Might's. It just plays out. And for somebody who's never read the manga, I guess, yeah, maybe I was right that, yeah, this scene kind of just doesn't hit as hard in the anime, but I don't know. I'm going into it from a skewed perspective of I absolutely love this scene in the manga, mm-hmm. and in the anime, I'm like, this is the scene, right? Right?
Yeah.
And it might just be like just time between lines or something, or time, like, you know, the manga might portray a sense of time that is different than how the anime does, in that, like, just like an awkward, like, no, he's not going, done. And just like an idea of like them being like absorbing that for a second instead of just immediately back into, yes, he is, please.
Oh, yeah. You end that week on, I'm not okay with him going back, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. It's pretty tough. It's like, oh, shit. Like, out of all the people who have, the reason it's supposed to be such a big scene is that she's been a pushover. She's this very sweet, demure woman. And for her to stand up to All Might and go like, fuck you. Bakugo's mom was like, oh yeah, nah, don't worry about it. He's fine. Just send him back on in there. No, Deku's mom like, fuck that. Are you kidding me? This is nuts.
Yeah, she's like, I really appreciate everything you've done for us. You're the symbol of peace. You're a huge thing. But no, you're asking too much.
As a citizen, thank you. Yeah, that was really well done.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Next episode is going to be like amazing though. So,
well, even without you here to tell me that, I would still believe it because I have my problems with this episode. It's very much a breather episode after everything we just went through, but I'm still 100% invested in this show.
I'm so happy that we're going to get like all this stuff. Cause I legitimately thought that this was going to be like one of the last episodes of this season. And then, like, the beginning of the next season was going to start with this next episode. The fact that I know what's coming up next has got me so excited. And while I wish this episode had done the manga a little more justice, it's still My Hero Academia. It's still kicking on most cylinders.
I had a long discussion before this.
Yep.
Just thinking about, like, man, would I kill on this episode? Because I honestly, like, this was the first episode where it kind of ended. And there wasn't like me going like, oh man, I cannot wait for next week. Like, it just kind of ended and I was like, oh, okay. Like, all right, that's fine. I guess this was an episode. And it's like while I had the, you know, the tearjerker emotional moments of like, he's my son. You can't keep hurting my son. Like, yeah, that's beautiful. And that's real good. And like the, you know, Midoriya being like, I'm already a hero. I made it. Like that's good shit. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
But it just didn't feel like it was enough to carry this whole episode. But this show has been great. I get that we need a little bit of an unwind after the marathon of summer camp immediately into, oh no, and All For One's here. So.
I don't think you can be stressed how good the scene with a note is. Like that particular part. That is really good. And I think that worked both in the anime and manga.
Also, we didn't really talk about it, but there was a scene with the with I think All Might talking to the cops and them basically being like, hey, so now we know who Shigaraki is. He's, you know, the grandson of your former mentor, and he's like, yeah, and the reason why this is weird is she put him up into foster care because she wanted him to her son to have nothing to do with any sort of superhero business. So the fact that her grandson is now, you know, leading the League of Villains, and then we get the post credit scene, which is actually one of my favorite scenes I think of the episode, where All For One is in prison just musing.
Yeah.
And, like, it's this really good, like, no, you not dying was a big mistake, All Might, because me getting locked away is going to force my student to become independent and learn how to be a leader. You're still there coddling your kid. So in this big race, I'm still in the lead.
Yeah, I love seeing those two juxtaposed as mentors and their different approach to bringing up their proteges.
Yeah, because he's like, because now Shigaraki is ready. And like, you just see him with a group around him. Like, that's a real cool imagery for what we're hearing here.
Yeah. Shigaraki is, then that's been Shigaraki's whole thing, is that he's incredibly dangerous because of his potential, but also his rashness.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take risks, he'll go crazy on some shit, and that's what's scary about him. We'll see more of that later, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will, and we'll see more of you later next time on Anime FMK, My Hero in Academy Land.
Yes.
Yes.